and Sunday marks 15 years since 9/11. And all this week, we're having conversations with a range of people about the legacy of the attacks. Right now, we're going to hear from three teenagers who were born in 2001, Gabe Ferris in Waterville, Maine, Kira O'Connor in Columbus, Ohio, and Eric Weibel in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And I want to go around and just ask everyone first. You were obviously too young to remember 9/11, but do you remember when you first became aware of it? Gabe, let's start with you.
Yes, I do remember when I first became aware about 9/11. I was about 8 or 9 years old, and it was when I was interested in the aviation career. I had done some research on my own and found out about the attacks.
What do you mean research on your own? You just went online?
Yes, I was online just trying to learn whatever I could about aviation and becoming a commercial pilot, and I stumbled upon some terrorism attacks and delved more into the information.
Did you watch those videos?
I have not seen any videos of the actual attack. It's just something I prefer not to watch.
And did you, after you found out about it, did you go ask your parents or your teachers or somebody?
Yeah, I spoke to my parents afterwards and we discussed it, and they had explained what they were doing and what I was doing when the attacks occurred.
Hmm. And what about you, Kira? How did you find out about it?
I was living in New York at the time of the attacks. So from a fairly younger age, I would hear about it, and my father has a picture of the Twin Towers before they were hit that I saw from a fairly young age. But I think the time that I learned the most about it and it kind of sunk in was in about fifth grade. We watched a video and it had a lot of first person accounts and video of the aftermath and some of the actual attack. And I learned about it a little bit from my parents, but it is a fairly sensitive topic. We don't always talk about it. And I have younger siblings, so while I might have been old enough to hear it and learn about it, they were not.
And what did you think when you found out about it?
When I first found out about it and when I first started realizing it, I feel like I was more realizing, oh, I know where that is, in a video when they would talk about different parts of New York City.
Hmm. And what about you, Eric Weibel, in Scranton? When did you first find out about the 9/11 attacks?
I remember when I was in first grade, I read a book. I think it was The Man Who Walked Between the Towers. It was of a tightrope artist who was able to string a tightrope along the North and South Towers and walked across it. And I remember the book ending with how the towers weren't there any longer. It didn't explain why. I was only in first grade. But I believe that was my first introduction to that it was changed. But I do remember in fourth and fifth grade, that was when it started being taught in school, and I talked with my family, my parents, about it and where they were on the day. But honestly, it was that picture book that introduced me to the topic.
And have you ever watched the videos?
I have. I believe we saw them in eighth grade at my school. They were extremely upsetting because you could hear, you could see, you could almost feel all the terror that the people in New York City were feeling at the time. What really struck me most was there's this one video where it was showing the North Tower. It had just been hit, so all the news cast, all the billboards in New York City were showing this, and you could see the plane just come in and strike the South Tower. And around that time, people had just stopped in the streets. They were shrieking, and the camera turned, and you could just, traffic was at a dead stop, and it wasn't because of people trying to get where they needed to go.
Yeah.
It was because everyone was listening to the radio, watching TV.
Well, let me ask you this, starting with you, Gabe. People back then when that happened, and I'm old enough to have lived through that event, they said the world changed on 9/11, that everything was different, that there was a lack of a sense of security in the U.S. as a result of what had happened. What do you think about that? I mean, you've grown up all along since the world changed, but do you recognize 9/11 as a moment when the world changed?
Yes, I think that's very true. I do recognize 9/11 as a moment when the world changed. As you said, security has changed in America, and that change in security is all I'll ever know. And I think we're more open to talking about terrorism and attacks at the dinner table with our families and in school because it's important. It's an important part about growing up in the U.S. nowadays.
Kira, what about you? All three of you have grown up your whole life while the U.S. is at war.
I think the 9/11 attacks were the wake-up call, so to speak, and it was the time when the U.S. realized that, yes, we are a united people and we have been attacked. And it doesn't matter that it was just in D.C. or New York or Pennsylvania. It was an attack on all of us. And it kind of showed the world that the U.S. banded together. And I mean, all over the country, they were sending things to New York and D.C. and Pennsylvania to firefighters and to victims, and we all united. And after that, yes, the world, I do think, has become a little bit of a more scary place. A lot sometimes when you think about the terrorist attacks in recent times, San Bernardino and Sandy Hook. But I think the change, it was calamitous. I mean, it was huge, the change that happened because of 9/11. And security is higher. And like Gabe said, I mean, that's all we'll ever know. So I guess the change is different for us because, as you said, you lived through it. So the change for you would be looking back on what it was to what it is now. But for us, I feel like the change is more from then to now. We can even see the change in security even after it. And 15 years after it, the security is still getting tighter and the world is still at war.
Yeah, I will tell you one thing. It's a small thing, but it is a big change from pre-9/11 to post-9/11. You used to, when you went to the airport, if your parents were dropping you off, they could walk you right to the gate through security. Obviously, you can't do that anymore. Eric Weibel, what about you? What do you think about security post-9/11 and how the world has changed?
Well, yes, we will never fully understand how it has changed, but I believe that while we have banded together, we've also become a little bit less trusting of outsiders. To me, that's the biggest change, and security reflects that. And now, with more terroristic attacks, security is still changing. And honestly, I think trust is one of the biggest changes that has happened.
Well, let me ask you finally to each of you how you think the legacy of 9/11 will affect your future, starting with you, Eric.
I believe that our generation will not fully know how America and the world was beforehand. We do know how bad it can be, and from there we can build forward instead of realizing how good it was, how much it fell, and then trying to build back up.
What about you, Kira?
It's a tough question because the legacy of 9/11 means so many different things to different people. I mean, just looking back on it, my parents tell me when we do discuss it that the hardest part for them was everyone around them knew someone that didn't make it, that 9/11 forever changed their history and their future. And that's part of the legacy. Part of the legacy is that we did band together, like Eric said, but now we have so much distrust with one another because of that. But I think the ultimate legacy of 9/11 on our generation would be that the world is a different place and not everyone is going to get along, but we need to get past that because as much as we distrust each other, we're the only way we're going to survive. We have to be together and we have to help one another because we're all connected. And I feel like 9/11 showed that even more because the whole world stopped, and especially the U.S. stopped and paid attention on those days, on those weeks afterwards and months afterwards. And I feel like that's the legacy that we need to keep in mind, is that we're all connected. And if someone hurts one of us, it hurts all of us.
Gabe Ferris, back to you. What do you think the legacy of 9/11 means for your future?
I think Kira said it best. It's that the post-9/11 world is very, very different than the pre-9/11 world. And with all the attacks going on around us, I think, like Eric said, we do need to band together and become one and try to understand this as one group.
That's Gabe Ferris in Waterville, Maine, Kira O'Connor in Columbus, Ohio, and Eric Weibel in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Three people who were born in 2001 as we remember 9/11, 15 years on. Thanks to all of you for joining us.
Thank you,
Thank
Jeremy.
You.
Thank you.